That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I guess I stand corrected, Todd. You sent me that they might want to change the Francis Scott Key Bridge's name because he had connections to slavery.
Yep. Whoops.
Yeah. Now all the Confederate sympathizers are going to go, see, canceling those slave owners.
He
I
wrote
hate that.
The national anthem, and then they canceled
oh,
him.
Oh, that's Fox News Today, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course the guy who penned the national anthem has ties to slavery.
Yeah, you're right. Well, this was it was the 1800s, early 1800s. You're right.
The guy from Maryland in the early 1800s.
Yeah. Maryland?
Of course, he had slaves.
Next, you're going to tell me the guys that wrote the Declaration of Independence did too.
Yeah, they did. A lot of them did.
Right? Yeah, because I think Francis Scott Key came from an affluent family. So if you're an affluent family in 1810 Maryland.
Maryland?
It was a bunch of locksmiths.
It was a bunch of locksmiths, right. Going to Lothario Zach Peterson.
It's such
yesterday.
A subtle joke, but I love it.
Yeah. I like the one about
SMU. Dad had friends in wide places from Girth Book.
He was on fire yesterday.
We did this. Get this from Mauricio.
Friends in wide places.
Really tired of all the misinformation on the Hate America Network.
I like
network.
This, yeah. That's us, by the way.
I tolerate a lot of it. Where I draw the line is the false reporting of last year's Deadpool winner. You've been saying Cowers Free Time won last year. However, if I remember correctly, it was Cleet Torres.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. He's right. I think Cowers Free Time was in the lead for a lot of last year, lost it at the end.
We don't have a list of all the things we've listed of. I don't think LD even has a list of the winners of every year.
No, we don't have lists of anything.
LD has it.
The list that we have, the listeners are keeping track of.
I know. Right. Yeah. But you think we have the winner list?
You would think.
Of every year, we've done there's been, 10, 12 winners at least, 15?
15. We're almost up to 15.
Okay, got it.
That list seems like a lot.
Right.
He's going to Cancun soon and wondered what station Fabricio is on.
It's not like a U.S. city where it's like a bunch up and down the dial, right?
I don't know.
I don't remember,
If he's on a radio
Fabricio's
station.
Listening right now. Let us know,
online,
Fabricio.
He's online, but he usually listens about this time of day, so tell us.
If that dude doesn't speak Spanish, he's not going to understand Fabricio when he's on the air, He speaks Spanish because it's Mexico. Yeah, he's not an American
station. Good plan.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to guess.
And Fabricio doesn't get pissed like Fluffy either.
Since his name is Mauricio.
Yeah, he might. He might speak Spanish, right? Right.
May know a little Spanish.
Yeah. Well, yeah, or maybe not. Don't ever say that to Fluffy.
No.
He gets pissed.
Yeah. You're saying because I'm Mexican, I should speak Spanish? No, I didn't say that at all. We assumed if you might speak Spanish, relax.
I think he should call before he comes into town.
That ain't gonna happen.
He's coming studio.
No, he was stick to it.
Get all pissed and waddle out of here.
Well, look, there's a precedent set. If you wanna end a feud, you have to show up with a handful of edibles and two large bottles of alcohol.
That would be our buddy Ralphie May.
Ralphie
May. He doesn't seem like the type.
No, he's not.
Probably.
No, he doesn't care.
I'm not. Pictured him trying to open this heavy door with his tiny ass little arms, like.
Especially if you hear that tiny ass little arms.
I don't get the feeling you're trying to help, Nick.
Nah. Well, I don't care either. I don't really care either.
Oh, our girl Kelly wrote us last week, but it got sent to the junk mail. Linkin Park does suck, so she's still trying to appeal to Nick.
Oh, of course she is.
And then has this question for dudes. Uh-huh. Why do men turn rude after being politely turned down? I was asked out and simply said I'm not looking to date at this time.
Right.
I need to figure out what I want. This guy's around 30. Immediately called me a whore and said he understands why my ex cheated. Why are some men like this?
Because they're insecure and dumb themselves.
They don't understand how to be rejected.
No, I've never understood
the guy that gets rejected and then calls somebody a whore. Like, if they're really a whore, wouldn't they bang you?
Right, exactly. Well, the difference between a whore and a bitch is a whore bangs everybody, a bitch bangs everybody but you. I've always loved that joke. Right? Maybe not that PC.
Yeah.
Hey, right. You go home with me? No, you slut. Yeah. What?
Yeah, right.
Back to the old joke that may have been executed in college when a girl would turn you down to dance at a club.
Yeah.
And then the common retort was something about oral
sex. I guess the BJ's out of the question.
Yeah, out of the question. Because that's how guys are.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's just mean. When we are to do the, I guess it's out of the question. Yeah. We're just trying to be funny.
Yeah, right.
You're accepting your fate.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, she doesn't want to dance, you know, but she wouldn't do that. So that's a legitimate question, you know. I don't want to dance. I just want to perform on you.
Get straight to business.
Oh.
But yes, some men are pigs and some men can't handle rejection. So they go into the immediate defense. Women don't do that. Well, women don't usually do the asking out.
No.
No, I don't think the guy can accept it. He might be the problem. It's got to be something with her.
A woman wouldn't go to a guy, and then he says, well, I'm really not looking to... Well, you're such a dick anyway.
Right.
They wouldn't ask you out in the first place if they really thought that.
Yeah, and unless the guy's attached or something, he's probably just going to say, okay, let's go.
Well, yeah. Or I'm not looking to date right now. A guy would say that. No guy says that in that way. Not looking at a date right now.
Right. Yeah. And then if the girl
says, you want a date for 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, Nick can last.
I guess. Bringing it, dude.
Well, that's driving a half hour there.
Yeah,
and back,
it's the whole thing. Yeah. Right.
But what would work on the
guy? It's also apparently a couple cheeseburgers,
right, having
too.
Having a cocktail. Yeah. Yeah.
If the guy turned down the woman and she says, well, I guess is out of the question. No.
No, it's not. Yeah. No. I just don't like to dance.
Oh, no, that's still on the table. Okay.
Lead with that next time.
I just don't want to go to dinner.
Yeah, you don't want to see me dance. You don't want to see me dance, right?
I'm just not hungry. But that, sure.
Men are different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
In general, men are different, right? And you sent me a list of wine and food pairings. I love that.
Oh, wine and chips.
Wine and chips.
That was sent to me by a Facebook listener.
Yeah. Wine and chip pairing, right?
I like that.
Yeah.
I didn't think it came through. Here it is.
Yeah. What goes with the Fritos? It's like Chardonnay, right?
I don't know if it's wine is the priority or if the chips are a priority.
Well, that's what pairs well. You know, you'll see that on a menu. On a nice restaurant, we'll have a piece of fish or a piece of meat, and it'll say what kind of wine to pair it with, you know?
They'll usually give you like a specific.
What do you think?
They do, right, like
Fritos?
Right.
Fritos?
Yeah, I'll read the list of all the chips on there.
Like Chardonnay goes with the Fritos.
Okay, I'll try it. I drink Chardonnay all the time.
You like Cape Cod chips, then you might want to try a little rosé to go with that.
Cape Cod chips, is that bay? Is that bay seasoning? Old Bay?
Or is it salty?
Oh, it's real salty, right, yeah. It's sea salt probably, right? Cape Cod chips.
Okay. Probably.
Yeah, sea salt. Those look good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, kettle chips. Like basically sea salt kettle chips.
Oh, yeah.
What's so different about sea salt? It's just bigger?
Yeah, larger grains. Yeah. It's more tasty.
Yeah, I think it's more tasty, too.
And it comes from the sea.
Yeah.
I think. Ruffles goes with Prosecco. Am I saying that right?
Prosecco, yeah.
That's the new mimosa mix.
It's a
sparkling wine.
Yeah, people drink there. Yeah, my wife drinks that. Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Goes well with the original Sun Chips.
Original Sun Chips.
Blue bag.
Right. I've always been more of the cheddar Sun Chips.
Yeah.
You're going to get the Sun Chips, it's usually cheddar.
The garden sauce
is very good.
Right.
We covered the Chardonnay and Fritos. Cabernet Sauvignon goes with the nacho cheese Doritos, it looks like. It's the red pack.
Yeah.
That's
the original,
nacho cheese.
The original.
Pinot Noir.
That might bounce off the flavors, yeah.
Yeah. Cheetos. Original Cheetos with Pinot Noir. Wonder if the Flamin' Hot would go with the Pinot Noir. See, my palate is not that discernible.
No, I don't think anybody making these pairings is a very discernible palate.
Although
nobody said, "Oh, the blue bag."
I would love to walk into a snooty wine bar and see like a big chip rack right back behind the bar.
I know.
Like remember in the old school bar, they had the little clip chip racks, they just pull one off
right.
for you.
Yep.
Here's your glass. Here's your chips.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, this comes from a Facebook page called Winolicious. And finally, Pringles goes well with Pinot Grigio.
Original Pringles.
Right.
Like just regular.
What color is that box?
The red.
Red
tube.
He's right. He's right.
You're nice.
And knows his chips.
Yeah, there's also a top 10 fast food list out there, too. Which I got right here, actually. It's on my computer.
Top 10 fast food?
Yeah. But, you know, it includes all the stuff. It's not the base.
Is this like the yearly ranking thing that they do?
Number one is Culver's. Number two is Shake Shack. Number three is In-N-Out. Number four is Whataburger. I still haven't had a Whataburger yet.
No.
Are they mostly Southwest?
Yeah, usually. There's at least one, if not two, in Kansas City now. It's Mahomes opened up.
I thought they were in Texas. I know they're in Arizona, or used to be at one time.
Number five is Raising Cane's.
I could drink that sauce.
Number six. with what wine, by the way?
Can I get a cane sauce and vodka, please?
Number six is Five Guys. I still haven't had a Five Guys either.
They have really good fries because they leave the skin on.
Yeah.
And there's sacks of potatoes all over the lobby.
Potatoes!
Yeah, do they use those lobby potatoes?
I don't know. Or if they're just a prop, or if they actually use the lobby potatoes.
No, they don't, because they're right at like butt height. Everybody's just been farting on them while they're waiting in line.
Chick-fil-A is seven. If you want chicken without the homophobia, Dave's Hot Chicken is eight.
Mm. Right. Where are they based out of?
I've seen that. I got to look at the logo. They don't have the logo here.
Ryder thinks
one of these.
There's one in Omaha now.
Yeah, Dave thinks Ryder thinks one of these chicken places is better than Chick-fil-A. Without all the homophobia too. Dave's Hot Chicken. Kelly's Roast Beef. What's that? Boston area.
It's in our email.
Yeah.
Hey, that's rude.
It was right there. And he said, "I'm sorry."
No, today she just sent a picture of her boobs.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
We're trying to be nice to our girl.
Sorry, Kelly.
You called it roast beef there.
You teed it up. Come on.
White Castle is 10. Something called Dick's.
That's Puss's favorite.
Yeah, Dick's.
Not the pizza that you were talking about.
Dick's
the other
is easily the in and out of Puget Sound. It's obviously a Seattle thing, Dick's.
By the way, the Whataburger.
Yeah.
Mostly the South, especially like there's, you know, 20 to 40 locations in many states, and then there's 735 Whataburgers in Texas.
Wow. Okay.
So go to Texas.
And something called Jollibee, home of famous Chicken Joy. But it looks like it's a fast food show. It's the number one fast food place in the Philippines. And I don't know what's in there. Yeah. So none of your regulars, though.
That makes that list.
None of the regulars, Nick. You know, none of the McDonald's stuff like that. You know, it seems like a chicken-based looks like this stuff. Well, and burgers, too.
Right. I love that they do. They're too good to put McDonald's on there. There's like more McDonald's than
They're trying to be hoity-toity. Yeah. Right? You know, well, we can't put McDonald's on this.
Let's put the... What? There's a place in the Philippines?
It's the number one place in the Philippines. It's called Jollibee. It looks like a bee with a chef's hat on, you know.
I want to know what their criteria is.
It's increasingly showing up all over America, the Jollibees. Yeah. Now, you'd try it, Nick. You wouldn't turn these things down, man.
No.
And I never eat a Culver's. I know Puss says it's great, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cheese curds.
Oh, they got cheese curds?
Cheese curds. Fried chicken. Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever ate at Shake Shack either. Yeah. Is that Shakes and Shacks? What is
I haven't had Shake Shack yet.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Frozen custard fries cones. Oh, that's just a list of things on there.
I'm listening.
I'm an idiot. All right.
It's a good thing we have extra show today.
Yeah, don't get me started on that, Nick. Do not get me started. Don't even get me started on that. Yeah. Do a show this morning, and then I told people that weren't in the business that I got to work this morning. They go, why? I said, yeah. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Good point, dude.
We're doing it backwards. Instead of having 3 hours on and one off, we should have done one on.
Yeah. We'd be almost done.
That's good. Yes.
Yeah.
At 8.
Well, we do that at 9 to 10, maybe. Yeah. All right. live show is tonight. All right? So if you're not impressed with this show, you can join us tonight.
All right. We'll try again.
What if you saw it in person?
7 o'clock underway. Doors open at 6 at the AdmiralOmaha.com. Tickets available at AdmiralOmaha.com. Up until the show. So even if you show up and want to come in, just order on your phone right there and come right in. All right. See you then. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.